And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Verse number 15 says, the eye of the Lord is upon what? The righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry. Praise God. Can I tell you what that means? Praise God. Let me ask a question this morning. Praise God. How is your prayer life? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, what is your prayer life like? David said that he answers prayer. So the question is, what is your prayer life like? I can't answer that for you. You can't answer it for me. Praise God, because God knows how much time you spend in prayer with him. Oh yeah, he said that. You see, our talk with God is important. And we got to spend some time talking with the Lord. Amen. You hear what I say? Talking with the Lord. I ain't said talking to the Lord. Talking with the Lord. Because when you talk with the Lord is going to talk back with you. Oh my God. Oh my God. You see, God has given us the gift of speech. And let me tell you something, the gift of speech is a marvelous blessing for us. And if we use that speech, use that tongue to the glory of God, praise God, let me tell you something, you'd be surprised what would happen. Can I tell you some things that would happen? Praise God, if we go to James chapter 5, and I'm not going to read all of this, but praise God, you Bible readers know, praise God, if you go to James chapter 5, the apostle James has a great deal to say about this thing called a tongue. And you want to know something? Every last one of us got one of them. He mentions in chapter 5, praise God, in his letter, some of the lowest uses of our tongue. Oh, I'm not going to put the scripture up there, but if you go back and read chapter 5, you'll see it. Let me just tell you what he got. You see, in James chapter 5, verse 9, he talks about the lowest use of our tongue, and that is complaining. So one of them, you want to know another low use of our tongue? Praise God, that is swearing. You find that in James chapter 5, verse 12. But he also names some of the highest uses of the tongue. Praise God, such as proclaiming God's word. James chapter 5, verse 10. He also talks about praying and praising God when he writes at James chapter 5, verse 13, all the way through verse 16. Can I read it for you today? Praise God. Look what he says. He says, is any among you afflicted? What he said, let him pray. He says, is any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call for the...
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome Reuben, gentle redeemer. God with us, yeah.
You are tuned into the spiritual
this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Let's tune in as evangelist Ronald Bell takes you further.
You were born
into the word
in a manger.
I have not found the works perfect before God. Now, this is a church he's talking to, seven churches. And he said, I haven't found your work perfect before God. Saints of God, we don't want to hear that message. We don't want to have that message. We want to straighten up whilst it's time. Verse 3 says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and, you know, and repent. That's something we don't hear over the pulpit today. Repent. If therefore you shall not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know, you know, what hour I will come upon you. You're not going to know which hour he's coming. He said, now if you don't do this, if you don't watch, and if you don't pray, and if you don't repent, you ain't going to know when I'm coming upon you. Verse 4, you have a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. We have a few people, he's saying, in Sardis, in that church, that have not soiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Don't you want to be worthy to walk with God, to walk with Jesus when he comes? He said, they're going to be worthy, and they'll walk with me in white. And white means perfect, clean, upright. Verse 5, he will, listen at this. I want to take time to read this. He that overcometh, listen at this now. This is verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white. So he's giving you an opportunity to overcome that thing that's dying in your life. You know, if you're not happy no more in the Lord, if you're not joyful no more in the Lord, if you're not pleasing no more in the Lord, if you're not full of joy and happiness and gladness when you hear the name of the Lord called, when you read the word of God, well, that stuff is dying in you. And if you're not happy no more, you know, you're in a bad place. He's giving you a chance, though, to get in that good place so that you could be clothed in white and white raiment. And he said, and I will not blot out his name out of the book. See, if you don't stop the dying now that's happening in your life, if you don't stop it now, then your name is going to be blotted out of the book of life. You won't get to wear the white clothes, the white raiment. And your name will be taken out of the book of life. Saints, that's a horrible thing if your name is taken out of the Lamb's book of life. You know? And they said, but I will confess you. I will confess his name before my Father and before the angels. He said, now if you change and you stop this dying syndrome that you got here, where you're not happy with God no more, you don't love God no more, You've stopped your good works. You don't do the good works of God anymore. You've turned to the world. If you stop all that, then your name won't be blotted out. I'm going to confess you before my Father and before his angels. Saints of God, don't you hear how God and Jesus is trying to rectify the things that's gone wrong in these churches? He's showing us through these seven churches in Revelation how we can change and make a difference in our life so we don't have to die. Verse 6 says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto these churches. I'm telling you the same thing. If you have an ear to hear anything today, I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And that church means you, because we are continuations of these churches. Some of everything that these seven churches had or didn't have is operating or not operating in the churches today. That's why this lesson, that's why I'm talking to you about this, because there's so many parallels in what these churches did and what the churches now are doing. This church, it reflects the church today. I just said that. It is filled with Christians who have fallen asleep spiritually. This message in Revelation is the one who find themselves in the sleep of death. It's to the ones who find themselves in a sleep of death. That's what this message in Revelation 3 is all about. You know? And if you find yourself in this sleep of death, then, you know, you're just like that church in Sardis. You know? We have to read and take what God is saying to the churches. We have to take it and believe it and receive it and begin to act on it. And we're going to also read Luke 22, verse 45 and verse 46. And this is Jesus talking. And what he says in verse 45, and when he rose from prayer, this is talking about Jesus. When he arose from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. They was sorrow. You know, he was telling them at that time that he had to go away. He was going to be taken up. He was going to have to die on the cross. And so they were sorry, and they were sorrowful, but they went to sleep. And verse 46 says, and he said unto them, why sleepeth ye? Rise and pray. You know? My God. Rise and pray. Lest ye enter into temptation. See, that's what happens to us when we go to sleep spiritually and our prayer life is dead. All kind of temptations will come. All kind of trials will come. All kind of troubles will come. So, saints of God, we're going to have to pay attention to what's going on and correct ourselves. The church of Sardis, it was located in a fertile valley of the Hamas River. The church is known. This is what the church is known for. It was a sleeping church. And they had a form of godliness. But they denied the real power of God. You know, how did they deny it? Through their hypocrisy. The church had a number of faults. You know, even though a few of them, they were faithful. And God said that they would walk in that white robe with them. But most of them, you know, they were spiritually dead. Despite having a reputation. See, they just had a reputation of being spiritually alive. You know, there was no healing. There was no deliverance going on. No Holy Ghost filling the house and in the church. This is holy stuff. This is spiritual stuff that should be going on in the church. But it wasn't going on in the church of Sardis. We can see the signs of a dying church. You know, when church leaders is more concerned with boosting and boasting its own image. They want to boost it up and they want to boast their own image rather than God's. This is a terrible place. But we see it. We see what the churches are doing right now. They're boosting and boasting their own images and what they want to do and how they want to do it. And they don't know where God is in all this. And we don't know. But when a church becomes unusually, this is another thing. When a church becomes unusually concerned with, you know, with brands of their own, you know, their own growth and, in numbers of people just for membership sake rather than for souls for the kingdom and programs rather than the spiritual gifts God has put in his church. This is a sign of spiritual illness. The scripture is clear that the church, its public relations role, the public relations role of the church, it belongs to Jesus all alone. It belongs to Jesus. It's his. He's the head of this church, you know? He is the one that enlarges the territory. You know, he's the one that does that. He's the one in charge of building the church and adding to it daily, you know? When people are saved, according to the Romans